Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. It's time to get technical with Yahoo Finance's Jared Blickery because it's been a very busy week for earnings, but let's hear what the charts are saying this time. I want to bring him in. Jared?
That's right. Hard to imagine that Facebook reported earnings on Monday, but I have a chart here year to date on Facebook. And also, by the way, I have Brian Shannon of alphatrends.net with me. He's going to help break down some of these charts. And if we can pull up the Wi-Fi Interactive as well, I'll just kind of set this up for us. So this goes back actually to the end of last year, about November. Have some lines here. This orange one is the 50-day moving average. I'm kind of tracing it out right now. And then the green one is the 200-day moving average. You can see just cut below that and then above it today. And then we also have VWAP, which is anchored from the beginning of the year. And Brian, maybe you can just give us a brief recap of what VWAP is. You'll be happy to know I'm using your pronunciation now. And just kind of go through this chart and what you're saying.
Yeah, the volume-weighted average price is simply the average price from a certain point. Traditionally, it was measured for just one day. It's basically the dollar cost average is the easiest way for people to think about it. If you put a certain amount into a stock each month, at the end of the year, you will, you know, your average cost, your dollar cost average is basically your volume weighted average price. So going back to Facebook, one, we saw that, you know, big breakdown in early September below the 50-day moving average, and that 50-day moving average was declining. That was a pretty good warning sign that there was probably more weakness to come. And, you know, a lot of people look for the 200-day moving average to become support. And in this case, it, you know, came in towards that area. But what we saw instead is almost precisely, Jared, you know this, right down to that year-to-date volume-weighted average price. So I think it, you know, kind of trapped a lot of people at the 200-day moving average and then flushed them down to the year-to-date volume-weighted average price where the real support, the real buying came in.
And let me just go over this briefly. What would you need to get bullish on Facebook right now? I know you like to see the 50-day moving average turning up so that it has an upslope to it, and maybe any VWAP levels that you'd be watching here.
Well, I'd definitely be keeping an eye on the volume-weighted average price from the peak. That's currently at about 340 or so, and that's still declining. The 50-day moving average is still declining as well. And 50 days ago, we were in mid-August at a price of 350-ish or so. So it's going to take time, I think. If they, you know, there's a saying that I like a lot, if they don't scare you out, they'll wear you out. And this is just going to need some time to rebuild and digest. What is this metaverse thing they're trying to do? What is, are they trying to hide behind that with all this news of, you know, internal disruption at the company? So I think personally that Facebook is just best left alone probably for the next 6 to 8 weeks. And then maybe towards the end of the year, it's a little bit clearer in terms of the picture, whether we want to be getting back in there as buyers.
All right. So we're going to put Meta on the shelf now. By the way, new ticker on Monday at the NASDAQ. I want to go to another chart. This is Pinterest. And talking about scaring out or wearing out, it looks like investors here might be scared out. Now, we also, I do have a VWAP line. I think this is from an earlier time. No, this is actually from the IPO price or IPO day. Right. And we also have one from the beginning of the year. And you can see price has just been squeezed kind of between these two levels.
Right, it's pinching between them, I like to say. The rumors of this takeout from PayPal drove the stock significantly higher, and it fell short, you can see there, of the year-to-date volume-weighted average price. As the deal fell apart, as PayPal broke up with them, so did the rest of the world, apparently, and now nobody wants to go near these guys. But I think that it's highly likely we'll start to see it stabilize near that year-to-date volume-weighted average price. That's about a dollar lower from here. Now, stabilization in that area doesn't mean it's going to bounce significantly from there. Oftentimes it does, and it surprises the heck out of me. I look at it more as a level of interest to start saying, okay, now let's see if this stock can settle down and if buyers come back into this thing now that the news, you know, has been kind of out of the stock, and now see how it trades on its own merits once again.
And before you go, I do want to hit Bitcoin here. And let me pull up this chart. Now, I got a couple of different interest levels here. These are all VWAP lines on the Wi-Fi Interactive. One is from the breakout that we had in last year. I think that's July or August. We have another one from the beginning of this year. That's in blue. We have one from the lows in July of this year. That's in green. We also have from the lows at 40,000 more recently. That is in red here.
It's amazing, isn't it, how that volume-weighted average price from that prior breakout held to the almost exact low in that 30,000 area? Again, it's supply and demand and who's in control from any point. That gave us that level of interest, similar to what we want to look at Pinterest as. It's coming down to there. Now this is a level of interest. Well, Bitcoin has obviously bounced significantly from there, and I was kind of thinking that this week we would see it retrace down to that most recent volume-weighted average price you have there, but instead, buyers are back in there again today, and we're actually above the volume-weighted average price from the all-time high made just a couple weeks ago, which tells me buyers are back in control here, and if you're waiting for a pullback, I don't think you're going to get it for a while.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. Brian Shannon of AlphaTrends.net, always great to see you. Sending it back to you, Zach.
All right, appreciate it, guys.